I'm Charles Murphy reporting. The LaBelle City Commission continued their review of the Wawa convenience store and gas station project until a public hearing February 12th. The Barron Library honored longtime board member Beverly English for 50 years of service. English recently retired as a teacher for Henry County Schools. The library dedicated the children's room to English. Bobby Spratt says it was a tremendous honor.
Which is so apropos because she taught school for so long and at various levels.
The Pahokee City Commission sent a letter to Mayor Sarah Baxter to see if Palm Beach County can do more to help the city improve. They listed the many problems they have: vacant buildings, businesses leaving, no health care facility, and poor living conditions. City Manager Tammy Busey had a list of the woes and problems in Pahokee.
Residents are living in abandoned, condemned buildings and apartments in the heart of the city. No new apartment complexes have been erected in this city in the past 30 years. The living conditions are deplorable.
The South Bay City Commission honored Postmaster Benita Hamilton for 26 years of service to the U.S. Postal Service in South Bay. She's retiring.
I just want to say thank you all so much. It's been such a privilege serving the city of South Bay. I've lived here for years, and most of my customers I know on a first-name basis. Although I'm happy to be leaving, I'm sad that I'm leaving seeing you all, but I'm not sad that I'm leaving the Postal Service. But thank you so much for being so kind and allowing me to help you. So thank you. You all have a good evening, and this is really special for me. Thank you.
The Good Company will donate $10,000 each year for the city of South Bay to reward a college scholarship to a South Bay student. Governments are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. There'll be a parade in Belglade at 11. A plan that would eliminate all non-school property taxes on homestead properties over 10 years passed the House State Affairs Committee last week 15-6, with all Democrats opposed. Bill sponsor Monique Miller was asked if this will hurt renters and the businesses in their tax bill.
It's up to the voters to decide what they want for their communities. And so this is going to have an impact on reducing the cost of living for homesteaded properties, homesteaded owners, property owners in Florida. It does not contemplate other property owners in Florida, but they have a voice in their communities to decide how money is spent and how those costs are allocated.
Miller says she sees no reason why governments should be increasing their other revenues.
I don't understand where there would be a need to go and ask for additional taxes from the community. I would expect them to be looking for, just like we are as Florida families, looking for efficiencies, looking for ways to do things better, cheaper, and to better serve the communities. And it opens up an opportunity for each community to decide what are the important services to them and how do they want to fund them going forward.
The Florida Senate adopted the Rural Renaissance Bill last week. President Ben Albritton is expecting support from the House and the governor this year.
It's important for Floridians and Florida government to stand up for rural Florida. Do I think that the federal government will look at this and figure out how to take parts or maybe all of it? That's going to be up to them and their pursuit of enhancing rural America. Yeah, sure, I'm optimistic.
I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.